Okay, we're standing here today to commemorate 65 years since the Palestinian catastrophe, which we, the Palestinians, call Nakba, when 800,000 Palestinians were driven by force, by gunfire, by bombing, by militia force, out of their villages and towns. 418 villages were wiped off the map completely, and more than 100 were damaged severely. We are here to remember those refugees who are still having the keys to the houses they left. We're still here to just to remind the world that these refugees have the right to return to their homes, and there is nobody on earth who can take this right, because it is an individual right, not my right, not any leader's right. Anybody's right to his deeds, the deeds of his house, is his own right, and nobody can deny them. And we are again here to protest against the hypocrisy of the world, who is not giving those refugees any attention. We are protesting against Israeli apartheid. We are protesting against Israeli denial of those refugees' right and responsibility for their uprooting. On the contrary, they say they left on their own choice, which is a big lie, which was proven to be a lie by so many historians, including Israeli ones like the very famous Ilan Pappe. So it is a symbolic vigil. We do it every year, and we'll do it next year, and the year after, until the Palestinian people get their rights and the refugees get their rights as well. We are asking people, first of all, to educate themselves about the situation, because there is a lot of twisting of information about what's happening in Palestine. That's why we have an exhibition here which talks about pre-1948 life in Palestine, in Palestinian towns, in Palestinian villages. We're talking about the industries that were there in Palestine, about medical schools, about theaters, about agriculture, about textile industry, about everything. And this counters the big lie which started with the 1917 Balfour Declaration, which was issued by the British government, which stated that it's a land without people, for people without land. And this is a massive lie, and we are saying to people here, please educate yourself, check the situation, read about history, how the Palestinians were vibrant, were living their lives to the full, were farmers, were musicians, were doctors, were teachers, were engineers, were workers. There was a life, there was a society, there was a community which was completely destroyed by the Zionist militias. So that's the first step. The second step is to stand against this injustice. Join us, like here in Sheffield, for instance, in our activities to bring attention to the people. Campaign with the media, campaign with the MPs. Respond to the false media reports that talks about the situation as if it's between two equal sides. All these things, we're not asking people for much. We're just asking them to make a stand for justice. And definitely, through education first, they will reach a conclusion, which I hope will be that we are the victims in this conflict, not the oppressors, as some sections of the media are trying to do.